Hammer.
We're back. This is the Hammer Down Show on 101.7 The Hammer, 1017thehammer.com. And you can download the mobile app for your Apple and Android devices. Take us and take the station on the go with you. Interact with us and so much more. It's the 1017 The Hammer app. Download today. It's available for free in the App Store. Duff, how you doing over there?
Highly recommend it. Doing great. How about you?
I'm good. I'm Jared Justice, Clayton Duffy. And in the studio, apparently it's something with the golfers, man. They don't call in. They want to be here.
They want to look us in the eye.
That's scary.
It is.
We have the winner. This is the number one guy from stroke play over the weekend in the Men's City Golf Tournament. Ben Mattingly is here with us. Ben, congratulations, man. Good job.
Thank you, guys. Good afternoon. It's good to be here.
Dude, wasn't even close. 7 under. That's not just for like 9 holes or something. That's the two. You did the whole 2 days.
Yeah, over 2 days. I played really well. 10 birdies, 3 bogeys, and really happy to be called the champion for the stroke play portion.
Is that indicative of how you would, you normally play, let's say, over 2 rounds? Or was this like, man, I was really on fire type deal? How would you describe the round for you?
It was slightly better than average, I would say. I've had a couple now 2-day events out there at Purdue, and these are the two best back-to-back scores that I've been able to put together. It more than anything, it was the short game. I just really had it going, chipping up around the greens, and then I made quite a few long putts, which was really good to see the ball going in the hole from range.
So was there a point Saturday or Sunday when you said, oh yeah, this is going well and I got a real good shot here to be the medalist?
Yes. Actually, I started off pretty poorly on Saturday morning. I bogeyed my first hole and bogeyed the third hole. And I thought for a while there that we'd be going in a different direction. But late in the day Saturday, I birdied 14, 15, and 16. And then I knew that I'd be in contention at least for the low round on Saturday, and I'd have a chance to put it away yesterday.
So you win medalist honors. What do you receive for winning medalist honors? What do they give you?
Gosh.
A medal, maybe? I don't know.
I was just asking. I don't know. What do you get?
If there was a medal, I didn't get it yesterday. I think the trophy is reserved for the match play champion.
Correct.
As it should be. For the stroke play, I received the accolades and the article, and I'm here, and that's good enough for me.
That's the real prize. Ben's already on it. The real prize is being here on the Hammer Down Show to discuss your huge victory over so many of our listeners that competed in the tournament. We're talking with Ben Mattingly, who took stroke play over the weekend at the Men's City Tournament, which means now we roll into match play. So how much experience do you have in playing in match play?
Sure. Not as much as I would like. I get to play match play tournaments maybe once or twice a year. But it's always so much fun. In match play, you never know what can happen, and you have to be prepared on any day for your opponent to come out and get hot, like I did over these past 2 days. So it's these past 2 years I've played in the city tournament, and we always say that the first round is the toughest match to get through by far. I don't know what it is, 'cause I've been a fairly low seed these last 2 years, but that first round, your opponent always comes out and he's gone to try to pull a big upset.
So is that because you have a week off from one weekend to the next and you're trying to carry the momentum over? What do you point to as to why that first one's always so tough?
I really don't know. I wouldn't say it's the time off. It's just really, I think the guys who finish maybe in the lower half of the seeding, you know, they're not giving up. They feel like they can still come out and pull a big upset win over one of the higher seeds, and you kind of have a target on your back, I guess, being the number one or number two seed, and you know that you're going to get their best shot.
I know we talked with Brent Hoffman and Matt Toney about this. I'll ask you about this. Is it easy? You played so well this past weekend. Is it easy just to carry that momentum over to this upcoming weekend, or are you starting from scratch on the first tee on Saturday?
I think to some extent we start from scratch. The first 2 rounds, we play the forward tees, and then starting next Saturday in the match play, we'll move it back to the blue tees. So you're seeing an entirely different golf course. These Purdue courses are they can change so much from day to day just based on how much heat and how much the greens bake out during the course of this week. So we could be out at camping course on Saturday morning and it could play 180 degrees different from what it did last Saturday. So to some extent, I think you do start over, but I would also like to carry over some of this positive momentum I had from this past weekend.
Will you get out at all this week and maybe play a tune-up round before the games on Saturday and Sunday?
Oh, that's a good question. I would love to.
Those are billable hours. You're a lawyer. Those are billable hours on the course, right?
Right. And maybe get some work done on the cell phone from the golf course.
Yeah.
So, I hope to get out there one or two nights this week and get a little practice in, tune-up for Saturday.
So when you went into work today, what was the reaction from any of your coworkers? Anything? Did they know what you had accomplished?
They did. They saw, some of them saw the morning news. I had a little clip on there, myself and Nick Hoffman. And actually, one of my coworkers had printed out the tweet that was sent out by the Lafayette Journal and Courier, blew it up and posted it on my door when I got in this morning. So that was pretty cool. And then when I made it over to the courthouse this morning for a morning hearing, the judges and defense attorneys both all kind of seemed to know what had happened over the weekend. So it was very cool.
So does that ease the tension a little bit going into court? Or is it like, oh, man, everybody knows what I'm doing and what I did over the weekend, you know?
Yeah. It didn't ease the tension, really, but it was it was nice for them to all kind of give me those accolades from this past week.
You know, you'll get one of those counselor approach the bench and just, you know, microphone off. Listen, I'm hitting the ball a little bit fat over the weekend. Do you have a tip or something like that? Just before we get, you know, on this real proceeding. Then you don't get any of that stuff, though.
No, I did have somebody ask me for lessons, though, this morning.
Well, that's got to be a good feeling, though, a little bit, right? You know, you kind of make it up that heap, and you're like, hey, maybe I'm doing pretty darn good at this.
Yeah.
So Ben, take us back. When did you start playing golf, and why is it such a – why does this sport fit you so well?
Sure. I was really a product of the Tiger Woods era. I picked it up when I was 10 years old, the year following Tiger's first Masters win in 97. And at the time I played basketball also and realized that basketball wasn't for me. I enjoyed golf, and I just think for me, I have the ability to stay pretty patient on the golf course. I don't let one bad hole or two bad holes even faze me, really. I have the ability to stay pretty level-headed, and I think it works for me. Like on Saturday, I didn't get off to the best of starts, but I was able to pull it together. And I do think that keeping that same mentality in match play is a real benefit.
So were you instantly, like, you know, the club in your hand, boom, good at golf right away? Or did it take some work to get to where you are?
I wouldn't say I was good at golf. For those first 4 or 5 years, all my friends were better players than I were because they had picked the game up a little bit earlier. But 16, 17, 18, I knew that I was one of the better players around, and was fortunate enough to be able to play high school golf, college golf, and really just kind of carry it on.
Because I saw you played at Park Tudor.
Yes.
Played golf there. How did it work out to play at Bucknell, and how big of an experience was that for you as you move forward now?
Yeah, it was incredible. They didn't contact me until my senior year of high school, and truthfully, I didn't know about Bucknell University.
I'm not sure I know where it is, to be honest.
Yeah, Lewisburg, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
It's in the Patriot League. It's usually 50-50 split back here in Indiana with people that haven't heard of it, don't know where it is, or they know all about it. So they contacted me my senior year, and I was fortunate enough to go out there and absolutely loved it. Tremendous experience.
So, being a player down there around Indianapolis, I'm sure you have a favorite course from around there growing up. Which what would that be then?
There's several. I worked out at Prairie View in Carmel for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good track. I like Bear Slide up in Cicero, and I've gotten to play Crooked Stick just one time, but that's obviously a fantastic golf course.
How about now going into the weekend, and you just played both courses, but How does Campen and how does Ackerman, how do they fit your games?
I think Ackerman's a little more wide open off the tee. So for me. I was spraying the ball a little bit on Saturday, and if you do that on camping course, you can lose golf balls quickly and make a double or triple bogey before you know it.
Well, hold on a second. How do you put it in the rough and still make a triple bogey on camping? Could you teach us how to do that at least?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of spots out there where you're making 12.
Yeah, that's most spots actually for us. So,
yeah.
Really, it's all about driving the golf ball straight, and then if I can continue to chip and putt, I like my chances moving forward into these matches.
So assess this field of 32 for us going into the weekend. How many guys could hoist that trophy in a couple of weeks?
Gosh, I would say all 32 of them, really. I did a little bit of research on my first round match. His name is Jason Manning, and although I don't know him personally, I looked up his scorecard from Sunday, and he started out by making an eagle on number two and a birdie on number three. So there's no doubt that he can play. And I think, you know, we have so many past champions in this field with Matt Toney and obviously Brent Hoffman winning it six times.
Right.
It's deep, and you know going into it that you're going to have to play well. I'm on the same side of the draw as Mike Rivas, who came out and set the all-time record with the 62 last year. So it's not going to be easy.
How would you assess the – because you saw these guys play over the weekend. How would you assess, analyze how Matt Toney's playing, how Brent Hoffman's playing? Brent's son Nick's had a really solid summer.
Yeah.
How do you evaluate those guys going into next weekend?
Yeah, I hadn't gotten the chance to play with Nick in about a year and got that chance on Sunday. He's playing – incredible. He's hitting the ball so much farther than I remembered, and putting very well. So he's going to be tough to beat. And Brent, he's always going to be there. He's such a tough competitor. And the only difference between myself and Brent this past weekend was that I was able to roll a few putts in, and he unfortunately didn't. Matt Toney is just, fairways and greens kind of guy. You know that he's not going to make any big numbers. He's not going to give you opportunities to win holes with bogeys yourself. So seems like all these guys are playing pretty well going into next weekend, and I know that I'm going to have to do the same.
And he is I'm just thinking of Matt, and now I'm thinking of the story from last week. I'm like, remember I told you that story last week when I played the golf scramble with him once?
Oh, yeah.
The first shot, like, because I like the ball well, but, you know, I hit a really, really, really great shot on this par three. He's like, I guess I can just go ahead and attack it now. And he put it, like, right inside my ball. I'm like, can I just play one? Just let me play one. And he did it on purpose. I swear he did it on purpose. We could have just putted mine and done it. Would have been so much easier, but no. I still hold that grudge. Ben Mattingly, the stroke play champion from the Men's City Golf Tournament. Match play starts this weekend, buddy. Best of luck to you. I know it's going to be hard fought. It's a trophy a lot of people want to hold, and you got the inside track, man. So good luck to you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you guys having me on.
All right, stay tuned. We got Allie Ross joining us here next. She won the women's side of things, Harrison grad as well. So we'll talk about her experience.